God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless even you. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can change, will change. God's word will blow your mind and change everything you thought you knew about life. So grateful to God that he has spared us not just another week, not just another day, but another moment. There's nothing we could have done to have earned this moment, but God's divine providence caused it to be so that we will gather together again to study his word. Let us pray. Gracious Father and our Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for how you think about us, how you consider us, how you keep us on your mind. God, thank you for your provision. Thank you for your protection. Thank you, oh God, for intervening in areas where we didn't even realize we needed you to jump in. Thank you for keeping your mind on us. Thank you for keeping your eye on us. Thank you for keeping your ear inclined to us. God, recognizing and realizing, God, that we've called on you more times than we recognize. And we thank you, God, that every time we did, you hearkened to our call. You never left our prayers unanswered. They may not have been answered in the timing that we wanted. They may not have been answered in the way that we wanted. But God, you answer prayer, and we are grateful. Now, God, as we study your word on today, God, we pray that you will bless those that are on this call. God, open up their ears, their hearts, to receive what you have for them, oh God. Father, we pray, God, that this word will permeate the Teflon of our hearts, God, and meet the fleshy part. God, you said that you would replace hearts of stone and give us hearts of flesh. God, it is hearts of flesh that are able to receive what your word is saying to us, oh God. So, Father, we pray that you will cause our hearts to be receptive. God, that we will hear exactly what you're saying to us. God, that we would heed your word. And God, that we would not just be hearers, but God, that we will be doers of your word. We love you today, God, and we honor you. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Again, we just thank God for each and every remembrance of you on today. On this morning, our travels take us to the 90th Psalm, the 90th Psalm. And we will read the first 12 verses. The 90th Psalm, the first 12 verses. Excuse me. And I'm going to start in the Amplified Bible. The Amplified Bible, Psalm 91. Starting at verse 1, it says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place and our refuge in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed and given birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man back to dust and corruption and say, return, O sons of the earth born, to the earth. For 1,000 years in your sight, but as of yesterday, when it is past, or as a watch in the night. You carry away these disobedient people, doomed to die within 40 years, as with a flood. They are as asleep, vague and forgotten as soon as they are gone. In the morning they are like grass which grows up. In the morning it flourishes and springs up. In the evening it is mown down and withers. For we, the Israelites, in the wilderness, are consumed by your anger, and by your wrath are we troubled, overwhelmed, and frightened away. Our iniquities, our secret heart, and its sins, which we do so like to conceal even from ourselves, you have set in the revealing light of your countenance. For all of our days, out here in this wilderness, says Moses, pass away in your wrath. We spend our years as a tale, as is told, for we adults know we are doomed to die soon without reaching Canaan. The days of our years are 70 years, 70 years, or even if by reason of strength, 80 years, 80 years, yet is their pride in additional years, only labor and sorrow, for it is soon gone and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? Who worthily connects this brevity of life with the recognition of sin? And your wrath, who connects it with the reverent and worshipful fear that is due you? So teach us to number our days, that we may get us a heart of wisdom. Let me do this. Let me jump over to the New Living Translation and briefly go through. Let me start at verse 8. I'll start at verse 8 and I'll read to verse 12. Again, this is Psalm 90. I read the first 12 verses in the New Living Translation. I'll read verses 8 through 12. You spread out our sins before you, our secret sins, and you see them all. We live our lives beneath your wrath, ending our years with a groan. 70 years are given to us. Some live to 80, but even the best years are filled with pain and trouble. Soon they disappear and we fly away. Who can comprehend the power of your anger? Your wrath is as awesome as the fear you deserve. Teach us to realize the brevity of life so that we may grow in wisdom. And the word of the Lord is blessed. On this morning, I like to remind us to number our days and invest wisely. Number your days and invest wisely. You all, we need to understand that there are only so many days we get in this life. We can get more money. We can work on our health and improve it. We can somewhat improve our skill set on our jobs. We can improve even our understanding and knowledge of the Bible. But what we cannot improve or increase is time. Once our time is gone, that is it. It is gone. One biblical scholar said, not merely to count them, meaning the days, how many they are in an arithmetical way. There is no need of divine teaching for that, nor is this to be understood of calculating or reckoning of time to come. No man can count the number of days he has to live. The number of his days, months, and years is with the Lord, but is hid from him. That's not what this scripture means. It's not that God would teach us to number our days. It means that we should live as if this present one is our last day. We don't need to know how many days we have. We need to boast about us being able to get this done tomorrow. Remember, the Bible tells us, as the Lord wills. We need to not allow big opportunities to pass us by and say, well, maybe next time. You know, there's always tomorrow. We don't know if there is a tomorrow for us. We think and we live this life as if we have more time to get more things accomplished, when we have no idea if we'll be alive in the next moment. The reality of it is this, you all. Do we seize the moment? Do we seize the time? Do we grab a hold to opportunities that are presented before us? Or do we let them just slip on by? There are so many people who feel as though they have enough time. They have enough time to go back to school. They have enough time to start that business. They have enough time to pursue getting that house. They have enough time to get it right with that loved one that they haven't spoken with for a while. They have enough time. But if you think about it like this, if you think that a 15-year-old in calculating hours of a day 15-year-old, the time is 10:25 in the morning. If you're 20, it's like the time is 11:34 a.m. If you're 25, time slips past noon to 12:42. If you're 30, 1:51 p.m. 35, 3 o'clock p.m. 40, 4:08 p.m. 45, 5:15 p.m. If you're 55, 7:24 p.m. If you're 60, it's 8:42 p.m. If you're 70, the time is 11 p.m. This isn't to scare you. It is to try and give you someone's a mathematician's way of how he calculated the average length of life by using the hours of a day. So however you may have fallen in what I just said, you all, time is drawing nigh. We were just told in Psalm 90 that the promise is 70, which is 70 years. Some live for 80 years. But even in those days, it's labor, it's sorrow, it's trouble. Doesn't mean it's not joy, but we should never think as the believer that everything's going to come to us easy. We should never think because we're on the Lord's side that he said, now your way is just going to be easy. You're not going to have to fight or struggle for anything. No place in the word does it say that. So why is it that we feel every time that we have to struggle for something, oh, this must not be God. No, you just don't want to struggle. There's no place in the word that it says that. But I promise you this, God is with us in the struggle. Yeah, God is with us as we pace through what it is that we're doing with this life. Ephesians 5 and 15 tells us, be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but live like those that have wisdom. Live like those who are wise. Well, verse 12 in what we just read, Psalm 90, tells us to number our days, learn how to number our days so we can apply our hearts to wisdom. In other words, learn how we should spend our days. So here's the question. How have you been spending your days? What are you investing your days and time in? Are you investing it in something that's going to last? There's a song that says, only what you do for Christ will last. What you do for him will be with you until the end. Only what you do for Christ will last. You all, we cannot live this life as if we are living it for ourselves alone. We were created for a purpose. We were created for a purpose. And we have to recognize that a part of the purpose is trusting his plan for our lives. Yeah, it's trusting his plan for our lives. It's Proverbs 19 and 21. Many are the plans of the hearts of men, but it is only God's purpose that prevails. It goes, there's a saying that goes that if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. Because we were never created to carry out our plans. We were created to carry out his plan and his purpose for our life. I don't know how old you are on this line, but isn't it about time to ask God what your purpose is and his life's plan for you? And isn't it about time that you get about that business? You're supposed to be using your talents to glorify him. And even when God tells you or you really know what your purpose is, have patience. God knows what he's doing. Quit trying to rush things along on your timing. We have to be patient Even if you don't know what your purpose is right now, be patient. We will find our purpose when God's timing is right for us. And don't be upset if it doesn't just happen as soon as you figure out what that purpose is. Because honestly, we've got to start taking rejection as a lesson. Everybody's not going to believe that God called you for what he called you for. But God knows what he called you for. And when you find out, start investing. Teach us to number our days. Let's pray. Our gracious Father and our Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for this word today, God. We thank you for reminding us, God, that there is purpose to our lives. Now, God, I pray that we will be about your business. I pray, oh God, that you would give us clarity, God, of what it is that you created us for. And then, God, when we get that clarity, that we will be about your business. Because, God, we won't get any more days than what it is you've already promised us. God, be our change. Be with us, oh God, as we be your change agents for the world today. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day in Jesus' name.